Welcome back, everybody, to the Just Too Sweet Show. Today, January 23rd, 2024. And if you're starting a show on January 23rd, there is only one song you can play to commemorate this day.
It comes crashing down and it hurts inside. Woo. You gotta take a stand, it don't have to hide. If you hurt my friends,
one real American.
Then you hurt my pride. I gotta be a man. I can't let it slide. I am a real American. Fight for the rights. Okay.
That's all we need, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Happy 40th anniversary to Hulkamania. But before we even get into that, by the way, guys, if you could share the show, and I can't share it for some reason again, I'm going to talk to the boss. I'm going to put a real complaint with the boss through HR because I can't share the show out for some strange unknown reason. It's not even popping up. Anyway, I am Big Daddy Cool, Mr. Tim Tavala, back for episode 147, three away.
Seven or eight?
48. I'm sorry. 48. We're two away from the big 150. You know who I am. Next to me, as always, is my tag team partner, the Onion Ring Eater, Mr. A to the Z, Eric Zan. Eric, what is going on, my friend?
Nothing. I'm excited to be back. I'm looking forward to this show.
Yeah, man. We had a lot to discuss, and that's why we have the third man. Back is with us, Hollywood Dave. Dave, what is going on?
Nothing much, fellas. You know, here to talk some Hulk Hogan, Hulkamania, and of course, big event happening on Saturday. My favorite event of the year.
I think it's a lot of people's favorite event of the year. Even more than WrestleMania, I would think.
It really is. It really is. Royal Rumble's pretty great.
Because it's still fun about who's going to come in and who's making their return and all that good shit. So, okay, Sherish, it's all showdown now. We're good to go. But before we said, like you said, today is the anniversary of the birth of Hulkamania. He beat the Iron Sheik 40 years ago today. 40. I was a little 8-year-old tyke running around doing this when he won. It is crazy. Dave, you weren't even born yet. We won't even talk to you. Eric, give me your memories. Do you remember when that night? Do you remember when it happened, or at least the Saturday after when they showed the footage or whatever?
Yeah, I do. I remember. So the deli across the bridge from where I lived, like literally right across the bridge. I lived right next to the bridge and right across the bridge. Remember Dad's Deli?
Mm-hmm.
It was called Wheeler's.
Yep.
Back then, and
went to lunch every day.
They had like the old school like newspaper things where they stack the newspaper in the stand things, and I think there was a little side thing on the either New York Post or the Daily News of Hulk Hogan winning the title, and when you opened it up, it was a big article. That's when I first saw it. Then, like you said, the Saturday after, I saw it on I think it was called what was the show called? It was called. Wasn't Superstars yet? No, it was WWF Championship Wrestling or something.
I don't know. I don't remember. There were so many shows. They changed the name all the time.
But that's what I remember. And I remember they showed like him pinning the Sheik. And actually, the beginning of the show was him coming out to Thriller. Like the Thriller was playing over it, but they showed like the video montage of him coming out and winning the title. I remember that.
Yeah. Dave, you don't remember. When was your first real acknowledgement of Hulk Hogan, Hulkamania? Don't say it was all the way up until the NWO. You had to have known who he was before then.
Man, I'll be honest with you. I really didn't pay attention much to, obviously I was unborn back when Hulkamania was starting. So then I started watching wrestling around 90, 95, 96, because it was the first thing I remember is WrestleMania 12, Shawn Michaels coming down the rafters.
Bret Hart or Diesel?
Bret Hart. So my first introduction to Hulk Hogan wasn't even NWO, because I also didn't watch WCW like that. Wow. It was like I was straight up WWE, like occasionally when Nitro would come on, I'd be like, oh, okay, like I might watch it in between commercials, but I was strictly, I'm going to watch WWE. Like, that's my thing. That's what I love. So I think I remember seeing him, like, when he first got to WCW, because that was a big commotion, because he had left, tried to be an actor, and then, you know what happened?
Are you saying he wasn't an actor?
I mean, he was great in Rocky III. I could say that's my first introduction to Hulkamania. But if not, it would have to be like his later stuff. I would say really, really looking into him would be at WrestleMania 18.
Nice. Oh, The Rock. So The Rock.
The Rock, yeah. That was my first, like, okay, Hulk Hogan is like a mega, like even like coming back after so many years, like he can still command an audience and everyone is just goosebumps all over on their feet. So I would say that would be like my first, like, real, okay, let me look into Hulk Hogan and what happened and all this other stuff, and then being like, okay, yeah, Hulk Hogan was a real, real big deal.
Yeah, definitely. For me, I at this time I only been watching wrestling about a year. And he, like David, you mentioned, for me, he was Thunderlips. He was the bad guy that beat up Rocky in Rocky III. And then you hear when the Sheik, you know, broke Backlund's back and who's going to stop the evil Sheik. And here he comes with the red, white, and blue and the bandana. And I was like, oh, my God, this guy is awesome. Who is this guy? And talking real fast, saying how everything turns him on, which I'm glad he stopped doing, by the way. A little creepy when you think about it now. But yeah, and then he beat the Sheik. Like I said, a Saturday morning, we have a new world champion, and the Sheik was gone, and you know, USA, and 8 years old, you don't really understand why Iran is a bad country or what's going on. All you know is the Sheik was the bad guy, and Hogan was a good guy, and that's it. That's that. Hogan had a little vignette on Raw this past Monday, claiming he may have one more match in him.
Oh no.
Now, Eric, I know you laughed at that, but I don't think he necessarily means a match, but he could pop up at the Royal Rumble. Is he going to come down to the ring as a number? I don't.
That would be cool.
I don't think so.
That would be cool, though.
I don't think he can even walk down the aisle. He'll have to get like the WrestleMania 3 golf cart.
Yeah, he looks like Gandalf with the stick. Like, yeah. I just watched the Nick Hogan DUI arrest where he came on the scene.
God.
Dude, he came on the scene, but he just looks like old Hulk Hogan with like a walking stick, and he was cool with the cops. You mean
Hulk Hogan is not old right now?
Well, I mean, everybody thinks of Hogan, whatever, but like he's starting to look like an old man Hulk Hogan. Like, because you see him, he's all like leathery and decrepit. And
oh, leathery is the perfect word.
Yeah.
He is very leathery. Even in that vignette, he looked very leathery. That's a good way to put it.
No, I'll be honest. I got to tell you this. I knew Hulk Hogan before the WWF because I used to watch the AWA, and I remember him in the AWA because of Thunderlips. Because I'm like, wow, I wonder who this guy is. And then like AWA was on whatever channel late at night, and I tuned it on, and he was actually, I think he was wrestling Nick Bockwinkel. And he got like screwed over for the title and stuff. And it was shortly after that, like he came to the WWE. It was really weird. It was cool. Like this all happened like really fast. And yeah.
Remember, he had the perfect, before he shaved, he had the perfect shape of chest hair.
Yep.
Like, it was perfectly coiffed.
Yep.
And that's why that's a villain right there.
Yep.
You're not a face until you shave your chest.
Well, you know what? I also remember Hulk Hogan. So, man, I forgot the name of this wrestling game. It wasn't a WWE game, but it was like one of these like old school territory games that they had for like the PlayStation.
Was it like Showdown Legends of Wrestling?
Yes, I think that's what it was. That you would go through the territories and you would face these guys. And I remember like seeing Hulk Hogan. He had like the blue trunks. And I was like, oh, look, it's Hulk. Like being like, oh, you know what? Like,
but it wasn't Hulk Hogan. But... It was like another different name.
No, it was Hulk Hogan. Like they somehow got the rights to the guys. Cause it was like all the,
oh dude, like Showdown number 2 had like 80 wrestlers on it. It had the Von Erichs, it had the Freebirds, it had the Road Warriors, had Flair and the Horsemen. Dude, it had everybody.
It was a great, I love that. And you would go be able to move through the territories. Like, I thought it was so, so cool. That
it was a great game, man. It was a great game. Warrior was on it, Sting.
That's Eric's dream game, the territory game.
That's exactly who I was. I was old school. That's how I learned about like old school Sting, short hair, like before he was the Crow. Like, that's how I learned about Sting, playing that game. And I was like, oh, like, look, this is Sting. He's not like the Crow or anything like that. He's got short hair, big smile. And I'm like it's colorful stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay. I played with him to move my way through the territory.
Did you have number 1 or number 2? Because number 2 was better than number 1.
I played 1.
Okay. Dude, you still have the Xbox?
Yeah, I have the Xbox.
So I think you can get a compatible Showdown Legends of Wrestling 2 game for that. And, dude, you should really try that because, dude, there's so many. Like, Eddie Guerrero's on it. Like, the Grand Wizard. Like, all these fucking people. Dude, there's like 80 or 85, like, wrestlers on it. It's so good.
Dope.
It's so nice. Good.
That's awesome. Well, Hulk, you've lost your mind a little bit. You can't tell the truth, but... You know what? We still love you. Happy 40th.
Hey, well, there's one thing we got to talk. He saved a woman's life the other day.
That is correct.
In an NWO shirt, nonetheless.
In an NWO shirt, which is the best part of that whole thing.
Really?
A woman got into a car accident. And the best part was, imagine, I heard, who was it, a comedian or someone who said it? Imagine like being in a twisted car wreck and you're laying there praying that you don't know if you're going to live or die. And there's fucking Hulk Hogan helping you out of the car in his NWO shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been so better funny. If he had like the Hulkamania shirt on and he had like he played Real American on his phone.
Hey, I'm surprised he didn't, to be honest with you. You gotta be a little surprised he didn't do it. He probably said, listen, you it's okay. I slammed the giant once at WrestleMania 3, so that means I can help you because God forbid he goes anywhere without mentioning the fact that he slammed the giant at WrestleMania 3.
What's with Hogan showing up at like automobile things, like, you know, his son with a DUI, this woman, like, is he like hanging out like on the side of the road, like just kind of waiting for shit to happen?
Yeah, he's driving up and down Clearwater Highway just waiting.
You have like the mobile app. Oh shit, brother. Oh, fender bender on 8th and 22nd.
Hey, you never know. I mean, maybe that's his new job.
Dude, he threw his son under the bus, man. Like, his son kept saying that he didn't have anything to drink, and he, like, blew a fucking whatever. He couldn't fucking walk. He kept asking questions. And, like, when Hogan got there, he's, like, he's being cool with the cops. But he basically threw the kid under the bus. Like, oh, yeah, you know, he's been drinking, you know, whatever. And it was great.
I'm Hulk Hogan.
Great.
I'm Hulk Hogan. Throw him under the bus. Who cares?
You gotta watch the end of it. Yeah, you should. You guys could go after this YouTube and watch the end of it. It's awesome.
So wait, what is this? This is like a documentary or something? Like, or someone talking about it?
No, this Law and Crime Network gets body cam footage from the cops. So there's all sorts of like stuff you can watch from cops and stuff, like body cam. Like some Florida legislator got pulled over and was trying to bribe his way out. That was like a year ago, but they have cool shit. But Hogan, the cop had the body cam on, and like a few months, they can release it because this is only released like 3 days ago after they get the rights and stuff. And they mute some stuff out, like personal stuff, you know what I mean? But they did the whole thing, like with Nick doing his field sobriety test, him lying about not drinking, and he almost like hit the cop, and then. Like the girls when they were freaking the fuck out, like fucking yelling, screaming, being belligerent. Then fucking the Hulkster fucking shows up. It was awesome. You guys got to watch it. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. You got to watch it.
So I picture him getting out of the car, the cop going, let me tell you something, brother. Like, oh, shit. It's Hulk Hogan. That's a picture. It'd be awesome. Well, Hulk, stop lying. Congratulations. 40 years is a long ass time. It makes me feel
real. Don't go on any podcasts anymore, Hulk. No more.
Yeah, just stop. Stop with him and Flair. Just stop going on shows.
Like I said, Bret Hart's the most truthful wrestler now. That's bad, you know.
Yeah, he's just fucking killing everybody with the truth. These idiots are just lying their asses off. yeah. about any little thing.
Yeah, at least Brett is telling the truth, like, even though he's grumpy, but.
All right, well, we had a big news day today. Huge news day today. The Rock is now Triple H's boss, technically. Technically speaking, he has nothing to do with creative, nothing to do with the day-to-day of what goes on in the shows, but he is technically now the CEO, one of the CEOs of TKO, the parent company of UFC and WWE. Eric, I know you have a lot to say, so I'm going to start with Dave on this one, actually. Dave, what do you think of The Rock? I mean, does this guy have enough? Is he trying to recoup his football money? I mean, like, what do you think he's going? What's going on with this role, and what do you think he's going to have an effect on?
Well, I know that venture. He now combined the XFL with the USFL, and now they're the UXL, something like that.
UFL, United Football League.
Yeah, okay, yeah, he's trying that. See how that works out this year after the Super Bowl. But this, I mean, do we now acknowledge him as being the real head of the table?
You could work that into the gimmick.
Well, by the way, if all the people that were, you know, saying, oh my God, he's going to fight Roman Reigns now. No, idiots. This is what he meant by being the head of the table, taking this job. So he is not fighting Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. He's probably not fighting anyone at all ever again. Why does he have to? So forget your dream match. We're getting Cody Roman too. Let it go. Yeah.
You think? Yeah, Dave, I'm sorry. We'll get into that later. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it's good. Like, you have him on the board of directors now. If there's anyone that knows about entertainment, that knows about the business, it's The Rock, and I think that's a good person to have there. Since you took out Triple H and you have all these other guys, it's good to have him. Guys like Nick Khan that, you know, love the business and want to see the business succeed and do what is best for business. So I'm all for this. The Rock, if anybody is a great businessman, we've seen what he's done with his career, where he's come from. So I'm good with it. I think WWE made some major strides today that put them, they were already ahead of everyone. This just leaves everyone in the dust.
Exactly. And they've been, like, I had a friend of mine say how this has been the best it's been in a long time as far as the programs itself. They've literally left everyone else in the dust. So we'll see what Eric, Mr. Dwayne Johnson is now the CEO. Oh, and he gets to keep the name The Rock. He officially owns the copyright now to The Rock. So he can literally, like, change his name, like go to, like, the White House and make a speech and be like, I'm The Rock. You don't call me.
So he's like Warrior The Rock. Now.
He's like he basically say, call me The Rock from now on, because he owns it, so which would be pretty funny. Eric, what do you think of
it? Yeah, I think it's good. Rock understands the coming up process. I think he understands. I mean, he watched his dad in the territories, so. I'd be shocked if, like, Billy Corgan and WWE didn't go into some sort of thing with territories. Actually, I would be shocked because they don't want that. They want global domination. But that's another story. But no, it's good. I mean, Rock's going to do what's best. Rock, I kind of feel with Triple H, and you get Shawn Michaels at NXT, I kind of feel like they're trying to bring like wrestling back into wrestling a little bit, not just like the boring on the mic all the time and all this other
sports
shit, like
entertainment,
like sports. Nick Khan, whatever, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't need to know about, like, the CEOs and all that stuff, but it's fun to know that The Rock is on the board of directors. But, like, overall, I think it's going to be good for, I mean, like you said, like Dave said, the WWE is just hot right now. It's crushing it. And there's, like, nobody even coming close. I mean, everybody says, oh, AEW, they weren't even back then when they had momentum, they still were not even remotely close to the WWE. They weren't even, it wasn't even a question of anything. It shouldn't even have been mentioned in the same sentence. But there is one more thing we need to talk about, speaking of WWE news and corporate, that we didn't get to cover.
All right, wait, one thing, Eric, real quick, I'll let you go. TNA is officially under the same banner as WWE now. They're going to be on TKO, like, TV and stuff. So you never know. You might get one of those crossovers you're looking at.
Maybe. But we're missing out on a giant piece of news that happened a couple weeks ago. Kevin Dunn is done with WWE. Over 40 years, really? He has ruined that product. 40 years, he's been in Vince McMahon's ear. Actually, he fixed his teeth, but just so everybody knows, if you really want to go deep on Kevin Dunn, go to Jim Cornette on YouTube and type in Jim Cornette, Kevin Dunn.
Oh, come on.
You will be entertained for hours.
You can't send people to that troll. Like, there's no one. I can't even be that big of a troll. Like, corny Jim Cornette.
Dude, when Cornette goes off on Kevin Dunn,
I'm convinced he doesn't like wrestling. He's not Jim? Wrestling, so he doesn't like wrestling because everything is just.
Oh, KD, bad. You mean? Kevin Dunn?
Yeah, no, Cornette.
Oh, no, Corny loves wrestling. He likes traditional wrestling, not the stuff that's on now.
But even Vince Russo hates wrestling. Match.
Actually, I take that back. Cornette does like some aspects of now because he understands things change. But
Vince Russo hates wrestling now.
Vince Russo hates it, but Cornette's deal.
That he makes money off it pisses me off.
Cornette's deal is that he wants the basic formula to stay the same. You know what I mean? And I agree with that. I think these guys shouldn't just be trained at a training facility, thrown on whatever, and then brought up. They're missing out because you can see a lot of these guys lack a lot of stuff. The guys that wrestled indies and then came up, they have a lot more, like their ring skills are more polished. They're a little more comfortable in the ring. Like, that's at least what I see. And Corny's into that. That's what Corny is. But no, Corny gives some good reviews on even some AEW matches and whatnot. But no, Kevin Dunn is done. Thank God. Because, you know, Vince is gone. He's not protected anymore. He's not kissing Vince's ass. He's not sitting in the trail in the truck yelling at people. It's known. I mean, I don't know why I know this, but, you know, I have the internet and I have to fucking see it all the time. Is that he and Triple H don't, or Triple H doesn't care much for him. I'm sure they don't hate each other, but I don't think Triple H was a big fan of his. But Kevin Dunn, you know, the basic premise of the Cornette Dunn feud, he's like, Jim, you're very tiresome, Jim. You're tiresome, you know that? And Jim's like, well, fuck you, motherfucker. Fucking fuck.
I'm sure Triple H had his hit list when he was named official, you know, head of creative and all that stuff. I'm sure he had that hit list ready. Like, Kevin Dunn was definitely on that list.
Well, Kevin Dunn thought it should be sports entertainment, not wrestling, because he said that he doesn't like wrestling. And that's half the reason Vince is like, oh, well, there's no wrestling anymore. It's like, damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
Rock, to answer your question, Rock's going to be cool. I'm excited to see what happens now and interested to see how things change.
Your 70-year-old ass couldn't throw me out anywhere, Terzio.
You better hope you have a Sting there helping you out.
You ain't getting me over, that's for sure.
I mean, Sting is only 6 feet tall. How tall is Terzio? Like, you're like 5 foot four?
I think it's 5 foot nothing. 100 mm-hmm. and nothing. Well, the other big news that dropped today, which I didn't make a banner for, but who cares? Monday Night Raw, and soon everything else probably. On its way to Netflix, starting in 2025, 10-year deal worth how much?
That's how many billions?
Billion dollars.
Billion. Not million.
Billion.
Billion.
Billion. Billion dollars, which is 100 ridiculous.
Billion.
Never thought I would see a deal like that.
I mean, no. With the football games going streaming, and now there won't be a fucking wrestling show on TV.
There's no USA anymore. No USA?
Not 2025. That's it. Oh,
man. That's
USA is done. One more year. That's it.
Wow.
So enjoy it. Enjoy it now.
My only thing with this is that I'm kind of concerned with how everything else is going to work. So, like, as of right now, they haven't said that everything is going to go through Netflix. It's just Raw. Today, Nick Khan was said that he was pleased and happy with having the PLEs, also known as pay-per-views, on Peacock and his deal or their deal with NBC.
Why is a PLE and a pay-per-view the same thing? What does PLE mean?
PLE.
Paid live event?
Premium live event.
Okay.
Oh, you can't say pay-per-view anymore.
You can't?
That's a no word. Because, well, technically, you're not paying.
You're not really,
You're not really paying per event like back in the day. Like you pay the one price. Now it's a premium live event.
It's like saying instead of like TiVoing or whatever, or digitally recording your show, it's like, I'm going to tape my show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do that no more. You'll hear them say it. You'll hear them say it during the Royal Rumble this week. Welcome to the premium live event known as, you know.
Well, whatever. Fucking Michael Cole, the douchebag. He's the luckiest fuck. The shittiest announcer had the longest tenure. Like,
Sergio's 5'6".
He sucks.
My whole thing about this whole everything is that I don't want them to have like be streaming on three different platforms, because I feel like that's just a money grab and you're not really doing anything for the fans. You should have stayed with the network.
Exactly.
I know there you go. You did it. Well, look at Raul throwing it out there. Raw on Netflix, SmackDown on USA, NXT on CW. And that's where the TNA thing comes in, because they're going to be on CW also, I believe.
And then the premium live event will be on Peacock. So you still need two streaming services to watch.
Exactly, Dave.
Your big show and then your, what is it, your A-plus show, Raw. Yeah.
I just want where my network shit's going to go. I want my, don't remove my old stuff. I don't care.
Apparently, they did this deal, not mainly for the U.S., but everywhere else. Because apparently, there's not Peacock in other countries, but there's Netflix. So they're doing it so that in these other countries, people just get Netflix and they can watch Monday Night Raw through there. So that's going to be their streaming service in other countries. This is something Nick Khan was talking about that is very big. Like, the reason they love this deal, because now in the UK and all these other places that they don't have Peacock and you can't really watch it on USA, now everyone has Netflix, you're able to stream Raw through Netflix.
Thank God Zimbabwe is going to be able to watch Raw now on Netflix.
They need those ratings. They need those ratings, man.
Hey, have another, Kamala come out of there. You never know.
Hey, that'd be awesome.
Uganda.
That's Uganda.
We need one.
He's a Ugandan giant.
all right, let's keep this train rolling. One of our favorite shows, Dark Side of the Ring, announced season 5, the King Kong Bundy edition 5. And we have some very interesting topics. One, one that I'm sure Eric is going to be very excited about, and that is an episode dedicated to Brutus. A Beefcake, aka the Barber, the Zodiac, the Booty Man.
Why?
The Cyborg.
Why does he even have one?
Because he's a hero.
Why does he even have one?
You know why? Because he took a speedboat to the face. That's why.
Yeah. Well, to be a hero, save a life. If he doesn't do that, his career goes different. He wins the Intercontinental Championship, not someone else who we will not name on the show. He doesn't win the Intercontinental Championship. Beefcake wins it, and his career gets a different trajectory.
That wasn't the reason why he won the Intercontinental. That happened after that. Something else happened before, because they ended up being partners on the Survivor Series. Remember, there was another reason why he didn't do the SummerSlam something, because he was bitching about it on a fucking shoot, and he was lying his ass off because he's jealous of the Warrior.
By the way, we have to make a little announcement that anyone doesn't know yet. Our illustrious number 3 man, Dave, will be taking a hiatus. A few months. He had a nice little promotion. Well, it's a job. Your new job.
It's a gig.
He will be a gig. We'll call it a gig. I like that. We'll call it a gig. He will be sailing the high seas for what company?
Carnival Cruise Line.
So he will be your friendly purser, a.k.a. like Gopher on the Love Boat. Rocking out for karaoke and being the host of all your favorite.
You're the human purser?
He's the entertainment guy. He's going to be the entertainment guy.
Entertainment on board, yes.
So the reason I'm bringing this up, not only to congratulate you, Dave, but also we have to have the trial before you leave. We have to get it done in the next couple weeks.
We have to have the trial of the Ultimate Warrior.
Right.
It's got to be done. So I am going to take a step back, and you two are going to tell us when we're going to do it. I'm out. You two get together in the chats. You figure out the day, and I'm just going to roll in there as the judge.
You got to be unbiased, Tim. I don't care how you feel.
Listen, I you know how I feel, but I will be unbiased.
I don't know how you can hate the Warrior that much. He,
dude, even
it's just, you know, being a little overrated. That's it, you know.
They even took a shot at him in the Iron Claw, Eric. They took a little shot at him. They did. It was pretty funny, actually.
With the Warrior, it's been out for over a month now. What's going on? Have you not seen it yet?
I don't have HBO right now. Or is it on another streaming service?
No, it's nowhere yet.
It's in your local movie theater that hopefully is not still showing movies from 1992.
No, Trolls is going on, I think.
Which one?
I don't know what is, actually. I don't think anything's there right now.
No, but yeah, Eric, in the Iron Claw, Fritz says to Carrie, I see your old partner Hellwig is the world champion. And he says something like, don't worry about it, you're always better than him, or something.
Shit, they said Hellwig, huh?
So they took a shot at him in the movie. Even I was like, oh, we took a shot at the Warrior.
Was he wrong, though?
No, Carrie was a better wrestler, but the Warrior obviously was done. Do you really want me to start going?
No.
How can somebody say Kevin Nash is a better wrestler than the Ultimate Warrior? Ultimate Warrior put more asses in seats than Kevin Nash. Ultimate Warrior had the same basic skill set as Kevin Nash.
I wouldn't go that far
who else? I mean, just throw me names. Throw me names.
Kevin Nash put asses in seats in NWO.
There's no way he outdrew the Warrior. No way.
No way, because guaranteeing you right now, more people still own NWO gear than Ultimate Warrior gear.
I think the Warrior drew more than him.
Save it for the trial. Save it for the trial. You two are going to set it up, and I'm
drinking
be there,
the Kool-Aid.
And I will be there. We all drink the Kool-Aid sometimes, but I will set you guys set it up, and I'll just be there. That's what we're going to do. And okay. I will try to get a jury of our peers, aka Raul. We'll get Frank in there. We'll get the boss in there. Everybody in there.
Yeah. And you got to get Bunker.
No, because all you motherfuckers are against the fucking Warrior. You're all fucking biased.
But I am making a decision. You know I'm going to be fair.
I'm channeling Jesse Ventura. You're biased. You're all biased. You're all against. And you're not. Oh, my God.
You just got to provide the facts, AZ.
I have all the facts. And I'm going to fucking cook them, dice them up, plate them, and serve.
All right. So you two get together and decide when. And I'm going to sit back until you tell me. Brutus Beefcake, Harley Race.
Fuck Beefcake.
Harley Race is a fucking lunatic. So I would.
That's going to be a great one.
I'm interested to hear about that lunatic and what he used to do. Showing up at the arena with a gun.
That's right. You missed all the territory stuff. You don't know much about Harley Race.
Buff the Stuff Bagwell.
That should be interesting. He's a fucking mess.
Yeah, he's a fucking train wreck. Kurt Angle. And can I say something, please? I'm tired of Kurt Angle.
I'm tired of Kurt.
Weren't there two documentaries on Kurt Angle? Who cares?
Well, what dark side? When he was addicted to pills and shit, that's it? Like,
yeah, the pills. I don't care. He had his moment.
Every wrestler's addicted to pills, man, at some point.
No, but he had his Peacock fucking documentary. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to see Angle.
Did he also have did he have a biography one too, or I don't know.
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to see Kurt Angle. I don't want to.
It's going to be his third documentary, basically.
Well, I guess remember this is Dark Side of the Ring, so it might go into other things that weren't talked about because some of those don't go into like the real dirty things as we know when we compare like the Ultimate Warrior one.
Like Corny says, the Ultimate Warrior one was just the happy one that they wanted to quickly put out before the Dark Side of the Ring one came out with the truth.
Exactly. That's exactly why. So that maybe true. This is going to be like the bad stuff about Angle that wasn't at all highlighted.
Oh, come on. The Warrior's mom was there. Like his sister was there. His brother was there. They were saying nice things about him. I mean, he is what he... I'm not talking about the Warrior.
Frank, I'll acknowledge Polish Power, Ivan Putski's birthday. That he was a cool dude. So we'll acknowledge that. Yeah. Next up. Chris Adams, I know that's going to be Eric's favorite episode.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that one. I'm loving it.
If people don't know who Chris Adams is, Eric, give them a few of the gimmicks that Chris Adams was.
So, gentlemen, Chris Adams is an English professional wrestler who came over here in the early 80s. He started out in Georgia in world class. He's actually a renowned judo champion. He was an alternate on the Olympics in 76, and his brother actually, I think, competed. His brother and he are both like superstar judo, like multiple black belts in judo. I think he's got a black belt in karate. Chris Adams is a badass dude, but Chris Adams, you know, English, like the English tough guy, but he also had like demons and alcohol. Like he just alcohol turned him into the big asshole, and he was always getting in trouble. And he ended up getting shot in 2002 or 2003 by a friend of his. Yeah, like it was bullshit murder.
Good friend.
Yeah. Jesus. So, but gentlemen, Chris Adams, great wrestler. Had a short cup of coffee in WCW at the late 90s, but mostly known for World Class. And there were some classic World Class matches with him and Yvonne Erickson, all that. So I would definitely look up Gentleman Chris Adams.
We have the Sandman, who I don't care about. Oh,
that's going to be so good.
It's going to be Sandman? Good. It's going to be a train wreck, but...
But it's not anything he's not going to cop to. Like, the Sandman never hides anything. He tells you anything, everything. So... That you're right. That one might be kind of boring.
My son got his first taste of beer from the Sandman because we went to that thing and we went to that thing in Scranton in the baseball stadium, and he came out and he fucking did the beer thing, and we got covered in beer. I was like, oh, there you go, you had your first beer. You can say you had it with the Sandman.
Was he smoking too?
Of course, of course.
Fucking A.
And finally, see, Eric, this is your season, I think. This is one of the final episode is Black Saturday. And that is when Vince McMahon purchased Georgia Championship Wrestling just to get access to TBS and their time slot in 1984 to kind of fucking give it to old Ted Turner there.
I remember that too. I remember when that happened. I remember the 2 weekends that they aired it. I remember when it happened because I was watching, I was getting ready to watch, NWA on TBS, and all of a sudden I'm Vince McMahon and he brought out, I think, Lord Alfred Hayes, and then Gorilla Monsoon came on, and they were showing, he tried to show matches from different territories. Like, he showed a World Class or two. I think he showed like an AWA match or two, but it was mostly WWE or F. And I remember it, dude. I remember when it happened, but it didn't last because the fans were outraged. Nobody, the ratings plummeted. No one watched it. And Vince was not forced, but he saw that, you know, I have to sell back the shares to whoever. So he did, but he still crushed whoever. So Black Saturday was good, though.
Another good, interesting episode, then.
Yep. This is my season. Yeah. All we need is like Rick Rude and
except for Beefcake.
It's fuck Beefcake. They should just burn those fucking, delete the digital whatever right now. I don't want
that's
it.
That's the episode I wish we could watch live.
And Dave, can't you hack into something and on those guys and like delete all that fucking footage? And
no, if anything, I want to release it so for free, so everyone could watch it.
See, oh no, Dave! No,
great wrestler,
Brutus the Bum Beefcake.
Brutus was the Zodiac Booty Man,
disciple.
The fucky man. Fuck him.
I know, Eric, real quick, though. I'm not going to get into it. I know you didn't get to see it. Mm-hmm. The Iron Claw.
No, I haven't yet.
Keeping it spoiler-free, though, Dave, because we haven't had a chance to talk about it on this show.
I'm really stoned, too.
What did you think about the movie, Dave, real quick, before, you know... We'll keep it spoiler-free for Eric, though.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed...
I'll grab a drink while you're doing it. Hang on.
I thought Iron Claw was fantastic, so well made. I think I mentioned this to you, Timmy. It's not a movie a lot of people are gonna want to rewatch, just because it just a domino effect of emotions throughout the entire thing. I don't know if you had the same reaction that a lot of people in my theater had, where one thing happened and then another thing happened, and then when like the next thing happened, people like it just took the breath out of people. You're like, oh my god, like you heard it throughout the entire theater. And I mean, Zac Efron did a great job, jacked he got. And I mean, I liked the little shots you got from inside the ring, like it felt good. I really enjoyed it. And then even the ending, like it got me, like there was a part that it's extra, obviously, with Zac Efron and the brothers, and it got me teary. I was like, wow, I was not expecting that.
How?
I was expecting everything else.
Hold the phone. How? Okay, Dave, I jumped in on the fucking, the real lively pop culture pros chat. But how did that not get nominated for anything?
Does it
have to go next year because it fell in December?
Because it's fucking wrestling. That's why.
I think that's what it is.
I was told by friends of mine who are film buffs slash critics, and I even watched a few things on YouTube. There's people that think that was one of the best movies of the year.
It was. I agree.
I think it was. Not only that, but like Zac Efron's performance was fantastic. I thought someone should have got some sort of nomination. Because I'm telling you, like, I left that theater, and
the only reason I think I mentioned this, Eric, the only reason I loved it too, by the way, I've seen it three times I saw it. The only reason Jeremy Allen White wouldn't get a nod is because I don't know if I said this to you, Eric, there's not enough of him. Like I said, my complaint about almost every movie nowadays, because it's the old man in me, is that they're too long. Fucking movie's too long. I can't stand this movie, it's too long. This movie, I wanted another half hour.
Wasn't at long enough. At least
another, yeah. Because they don't flush out Kerry enough. They don't flush his character out enough. I mean, it's mostly on Kevin and his reaction to his brothers, but they don't flush out Kerry enough. And so you kind of like, it's like, oh, Kerry, oh, I'm just like, I'm depressed. I'm going to kill myself. No, that's not what it was. There's so much more.
Yeah, they could have gone into more of what was going through his head or what they thought was going through his head.
Have you guys listened to any, like, I watch shoot interviews all the time. I mean, that's basically what I do. And lately, a lot of guys have been shooting on, like, you know, the interviewers are asking them questions about the Von Erichs and Kerry. Everyone says that Kerry was, like, the most giving, caring, nicest guy. And if you think about it, dude, watch him wrestle in the WWF. For a guy that doesn't have a foot, I mean, he's fucking amazing. Like,
yeah, but those were also good scenes, like in the movie, like when they show that happen, and like the little bit that they show him struggle, like it's empowering.
Mm.
It was good.
It's sad. You know, Eric, I'm gonna tell you this. You have to tell you the one part.
Go ahead, tell me. Go ahead. You know me. You're not gonna ruin it.
They tell you. They show you the motorcycle. They don't only show him on the motorcycle, and it fucking cuts to black. And then he gets up out of bed. He's on crutches. You're like, oh, okay. You know, he got hurt. For people don't know. Like, oh, he got hurt. And there's a counter there blocking. Like, you can't see. All of a sudden, he hops into frame, and he's got no fucking foot. The whole theater went,
nope.
They did a great job with the CGI. They cut his fucking foot off. Everyone went, oh, my God.
Wow.
And then the fact that they show him get back in the ring was like, wow. But what I mean is that they didn't flush him out. Like, they didn't show how truly, like, how you know, he got fired from WWE and the drugs. I mean, they hinted that he was on the drugs. They showed him taking the pills, and, you know, he did a line of coke one time in the movie, but they really didn't get into how deep in this shit he really was and how depressed he actually was. So it was just like, hey, I'm going to kill myself like my brothers. Yay.
And he wasn't, was Jeremy Allen White buff at all? Or?
Dude, that guy was fucking ripped.
Was he jacked? Yeah, okay.
He was. Bro,
they don't show you much of Kerry in the trailer.
No, he was pretty. Yeah, he's like kind of like not the afterthought, but it's a Kevin, David mostly movie. Like, it's to me, it feels like that.
Well, he's another one that they didn't really go into, like, what, like, they just like hinted at, oh, you know, he died and like little subtle things, but they didn't go into like what the speculation was, who found him, like none of that. I think
they didn't say Bruiser Brody found him or anything.
No.
Wow.
I think this story would have been a good, like, short time series, because, like Timmy's saying, there's so much more that they could have gone into that they didn't.
Yeah.
And unless you know the story like we do, like, for example, the other Von Erich, that MJF played, that didn't get any really time, like, unless you knew the story and who he was, you wouldn't at all know what that was. You just think, oh, okay, Kevin's teaming up with someone else until he can find someone else, until Kerry's better and stuff like that.
And don't forget, there was another brother that killed himself that they cut out of the movie.
Chris,
they did not think the crowd can handle another one. And maybe not, but I wanted to at least see it. You know what I mean? I wanted to not see him kill himself, but I wanted to see that happen to show what actually happened. So they combined the two brothers. And so, because I remember when they were showing, what was his name? What's the third brother?
Mike. Well, there's
David. Mike. Yeah, no, it's Mike. Yeah, when they were showing Mike, and they showed Mike, you know, he was, he was all flubbly and like on this. I'm like, no, that's not Mike. That's Chris was the one who was the runt and who couldn't wrestle, and Fritz put so much pressure on him. Mike so
they
was
combined,
actually pretty decent.
They combined Mike and Chris.
And Eric, you're gonna fucking love Fritz von Erich. Well, I mean, the guy who played him was fantastic. You want to punch him in his face throughout the half the movie,
but I think he would have been good for supporting actor. Like I thought, he could have gotten off for that because him throughout the whole thing, you're like, man, you hate this guy.
You hate him. You do. You really hate him. So he did a great job though. So when you finally get to see it, Eric, we'll do our own little special on it.
Jack the Cat says hello.
Jack the Cat. All right, so let's move on to Line saying Mac is he's Zac Efron.
These cookies have Oreo cups in them.
Not yet. Maybe High School Musical Zac Efron.
All right, so let's move on to the big event. One more thing, real quick. I want to get into AEW real quick.
And
the train wreck that it is. There is one thing I want to ask Eric about. MJF lost the belt. He's hurt. He's very hurt. He's fucked up. He had to take time off no matter what. So we knew he was going to lose. Lost to Samoa Joe. You know, Samoa Joe, another newcomer who should get a push because we pushed the young guys. That guy. He wins. He's now the champion. Did you watch it last week, Dave? I know I told you about it. Did you watch it last week?
Samoa Joe's the champion?
Yeah, he fought Hook, and Hook didn't sell for him.
He fought Hook. But that was the thing. Was it planned, or didn't he sell?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything about it.
Anyway, Samoa Joe, Hook is Taz's kid. He's very over. The crowd fucking loves him. He looks like my kid with the hair that they don't comb and just walks around looking all blah, but he's like, you know.
But he don't look like Taz.
No, he doesn't look nothing like Taz. Okay. But it is Taz's kid. He fights Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe hits him with every fucking major move and finisher, and the kid just popped up. One time he hit him with the what's the buster called?
The muscle buster.
Muscle buster. The fucking kid kicked out at one or two. Or one. He kicked out at one. And I'm like, what is going on here?
How is that telling us a story for
exactly
wrestling?
Exactly. That's why I don't understand. I don't know if the kid was going into business for himself or if it this was planned it. This way. Because if it was planned... Flea market wrestling, you say, yeah, pretty close. If this was planned this way, why are you destroying your champion that you just made? Why are you destroying him? You want to make Hook look that great? Joe, so at the end of the match, Joe even kicks him in the balls, puts him in the choke, chokes him out to prove a point. Oh, by the way, he doesn't submit either, by the way. He gets passed, he gets knocked out, Bret Hart's Stone Cold style. But then gets right up and walks out of the ring. He just got up and walked out on his own, no help. So I don't know what's going on in that fucking federation, but attendance is like high school gym attendance at this point. Tony Khan's losing his shit. They have no major stars right now, and even I am like, dude, I can't. I watched it on fast forward. I'm like, there's no reason to stop. There's just no reason.
They got the Adam Copeland Open, no? The Cope Open,
please.
Copeland Open. Like Kim said, they're supposed to be pushing all these young guys and wanting all the young guys to come up. They fucking signed Edge. They fucking forget it. Fuck and Kenny Omega's a flop. Fucking I'll wrestle, I'm hurt. Hey, does everybody know I'm the greatest wrestler on the earth? Well, as long as you say so, Kenny. If you think that, then you are. And fucking guy, he can't even blow his nose without fucking like hurting his neck or, you know, fucking pulling a hamstring while he's brushing his teeth. You know, I'll go to Japan and play fucking video games with Will Ospreay and then sit on the ring and talk and look at the Tokyo Dome. It's like, Jesus Christ, I can sell out the Tokyo Dome. Okay? Nobody gives a fuck.
Okay? Come on.
So, he is not the greatest wrestler of all time. He did not save AEW. If he would, Dave, you got to admit this. If he was all the hype and he was what he says he was, that organization would be doing that much better because if they would have built it around him and let him run with it, they might be somewhere.
But, okay, I will not disagree with you in a lot of things you said. I will just add on to some stuff. MJF was a big part of that, I would say. I will say that the thing with Kenny is a lot of those matches that he did where he's taking these ridiculous beatings took a toll on him, and took a toll on him a lot quicker than he thought.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry, Dave, real quick. Why is that? Because Tony Khan doesn't have the balls to say, maybe you shouldn't do that. Maybe you shouldn't jump off the fucking roof. Maybe you shouldn't hit somebody in the head with a screwdriver. Maybe
that's why
he doesn't do that.
Even in NXT or AEW or any of this, they should be going back. And this is where Corny comes in. Corny says the basic formula of wrestling should be implemented again. You got to have your lockups, your chain wrestling, your rest spots. You can't have high spot. Kenny Omega could have been, I'll admit this, he could have been one of the greatest superstars of all time. He really could have been. He could have been at top of, I could have seen him at the top of the WWE. I really could have. Anywhere he went, he would have been great. He had that kind of ability, but he just did not know how to work properly. And if he did, he just wouldn't, because I don't, those Japanese high spots, I mean, that's fine in Japan, but it even gets old over there because, you know, they only work you for 3 weeks at a time and send you back. You come over here and try working that style. A lot of people don't incorporate that. If he worked, if he took even a page or two out of Bret Hart's book, he would have been fucking phenomenal, and he could have changed that company. That's my opinion.
So take a page out of Bret Hart's book to just whine and complain about everything. But no. So the point I was going to get to was, well, you made a good point there. In Japan, they don't wrestle as much as they do here. He's not wrestling every single week in Japan. It's every couple weeks. I think I said that when AEW first started, like, that was going to be a big change for them, because it's different having to put a show up once every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks. But to have to do it every single week, you need to have good stories. You need to have compelling wrestlers that can tell those stories. And unfortunately, we said it, it just can't be TK. It just can't be. It has to be someone else there to help him. Let me finish.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The thing with Kenny is that I think him coming into AEW and being an EVP really hurt his stock, because he couldn't just go out there and be like, okay, I'm the middle guy. You're going to run the show through me, because then it just looks like, oh, look at that asshole. He's an EVP. He's putting himself over. He's got to be the champion. And that's why it took him time to get that championship and even make himself somewhat the most relevant guy there. So I think that EVP thing hurt him. And it's why Cody eventually ended up leaving, because he was in an EVP and he didn't want that stigma. So what'd he do? 2 months into to AEW running, he loses to Jericho and says, I'm never going to challenge for the world championship again. So right there, you already have your ceiling. Okay, I can't go higher than this in AEW. And I feel like that EVP thing really hurt Kenny. And even the Bucks at this point, whenever the Bucks win, what do people say? Oh, look at these asshole young Bucks putting themselves over. They should be putting over Private Party and all this other stuff. And it's like, okay, well, you can't have it both ways. You can't have them be the center and also build these guys. There's got to be a give and take.
And there you go, because they shouldn't have even thought of taking a position like that. Why?
People were booing Cody alive. People were booing Cody before he went to WWE.
Yeah.
They did. He got booed out of there, yeah.
But why?
They didn't like that he was
Why would you come into this startup company by this billionaire fanboy who all he did is want to have his favorite indie wrestler? It's true. It wasn't structured right. Well, I'll make Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. You know, nobody really knows who Kenny Omega is outside of the United States. Maybe a few indies, Chikara, and Canada. Maybe a few in Canada. Nobody knows who and cares who the fucking Young Bucks are. I mean, my son Nick and his son Jax are fucking bigger than them. It's like, which is going to bring me to a point, by the way. But it's like, why would you come into a company and so Tony Khan's going to throw you hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're an EVP. You're also a worker. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys this. Us three are EVPs for Miami Championship Wrestling, owned by Alain Lorenzo. And we're working for him. He makes us EVPs. Are you not going to put yourself over, Tim? Of course you are.
At least once. Of course you are. I want to wear that belt once. Yeah.
That's why you don't book and wrestle. It's like when Dusty had the book, he only wrestled occasionally and he put other guys over. You got to understand the business of wrestling. Tony does not. And back to Kenny Omega, if he wrestled, like, would work and not high spot, and then fucking shake his fucking head. I mean, he didn't get – Dave, I hate telling you this. He did not get over very much in AEW. He didn't.
No, he did. He didn't. He didn't.
And it's sad because he should have. He really should have. You know, anyway.
Well, the EVP thing was a major mistake. It was a major mistake.
I got to go back to the Young Bucks real quick, and then you can move on to him. Dutch Mantel, I watch his podcast a lot. They were talking about what is a wrestler, what makes a wrestler. It's like comparing wrestlers today to wrestlers back in the day, even 20 years ago. It's like if you saw a guy who was a wrestler like Brock Lesnar or just name anybody like even before that, like the British Bulldog or even Owen Hart. I mean, these guys were 5'11", 235 pounds, big guys. I mean, if you saw them walking through and somebody said they're wrestlers, like, holy fuck, yeah, they'd probably tear me to pieces. You see guys like the Young Bucks with fucking buggy whip arms and fucking pencil necks, and then you get fucking guys like Jack Perry who probably weigh fucking 150 pounds. See guys like, you know, in the WWE, same thing. You got, who are big guys? Drew McIntyre's a big guy. Brock's a big guy, of course, but he's an old school guy. But what I'm saying is, like, this is what wrestling's turned into. High spot for skinny fucking buggy whip guys. It's like, that's what it's come to. I'm done.
But that, I'm not even talking about high spots. I'm talking about risk your life, Sammy Guevara.
Dangerous. Like, John Moxley has absolutely made bleeding just not mean anything.
Yeah.
Because it's every single time.
Every match. Dave.
It used to be like when you would see someone be bleeding or show color, you're like, oh man, this was crazy. It's a big deal. It's
a big fucking deal.
Not, oh, okay, we're just having a regular singles match. Oh my God, I'm busted open. Like, no, like that loses its
appeal.
He might as well just walk out and go, I'm bleeding. Let's go. Like, show everybody. Here you go. I just put out balls in my head. Let's go.
I'm just going to put it. Moxley sucks. Like, fucking fuck him.
Horrible.
He is. Well,
we were talking this terrible thing. I fought with somebody online, which I know I shouldn't do, but
Sometimes it's fun.
But John Moxley had 3 world title reigns. 3. Hangman Page 1, Chris Jericho 2, Omega 1. Chris Jericho
has 1, no?
Does he have 1? I thought he had 2.
I think he has only 1 after he lost it to. Who the fuck did he lose it to?
Moxley. He lost it to Moxley.
Oh, yeah. You're right. He lost it to Moxley. That was it.
Okay, so we only had 1. But again, look at all those names. Other than Hangman and MJF, those aren't new guys. Those aren't new talent. That's not getting over the young guys. That's where their major mistake is coming from.
And John Moxley bad-mouthing the WWE, all he did when he left and shit. It's like, well, fuck you. You weren't that great anyway. It's like you either had the Shield to carry you.
Jericho does it too, but I think Jericho's more of just a cheerleader. Like he's rah-rah for AEW. But I think deep down he's like, wow, this place is terrible.
Oh, he probably is. He probably regrets a lot that he said. He's like, well, now I'll never go back to the WWE because.
I'll go back. If CM Punk can go back, anybody can go back.
Ah, that's true. You're right. No, you're right. 100%. Hey, yeah. Right.
We thought that was the one guy we thought there's no chance in hell.
So now we know the door is always open.
And I think it's just that the heat was so hot for him that they had, like, they were kind of.
They
like,
had to.
What's going to hurt? Exactly. If he comes in. He's either going to bring us a shit ton of money or he's going to come in, not do anything, and then we just kick his ass out. Like,
so far, would you guys say it's paid off? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's
100%, absolutely. Right?
Up until last week, he was the top merch seller. And the reason that he got dethroned was because R-Truth right now is killing it in the Judgment Day.
That's fucking hilarious.
But besides that, like.
Plus, his son's a fucking star athlete.
Yeah.
The Garden, he wrestled in the Garden, and the Garden went fucking berserk.
Wow.
For CM Punk. Yeah. So he is making a big difference.
Some of us talk shit about Punk here. I only talk shit about him when the whole thing happened where I was just like, he's got to be a little bit of an adult about it, but it feels
yeah,
like
his AEW run was a fucking disaster, though. He was exactly. a baby.
But I feel like, yeah, he didn't help himself. But that was, no, I feel like he thought he was this big shit. And I mean, yes, he is big shit, but I feel like he thought he was just a lot bigger than the company and was thinking more about himself and not the talent. I feel like there was just a big, big thing between both. I don't think one person was wrong. I think all sides were.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he knows now that he's just another guy. He ain't going to get over on Triple H. He ain't going to get over on
WWE. He knows
that. He's not The Rock. He's not Hulk Hogan. He's not John Cena. He's CM Punk, who is – those guys are top tier. He's down here, you know. That's higher than three quarters of all the wrestlers, but he's not he doesn't carry weight.
In WWE, I think he knows his place.
He does.
AEW was like – he knew like how much he's not going to go to a press conference and do with Matt Triple H, even in the back, not even next to him, in the back. He's not gonna go off.
What's that? What does that say about AEW though? Like, what does that say about them?
Tony Khan has no control.
Yeah, that the inmates run the asylum.
How much money do you think he's lost in AEW so far? Like, I know we don't have, like, we're not like business insiders, but he's had
no loss. He didn't lose anything. His dad now lost probably a lot of money.
Well, true, yeah. But they've lost a lot of money. This investment is not paying off. Like,
yeah, not yet. Anyway,
no.
And it sucks. So I was hoping we'd have a viable competition.
Well, not even competition. Another thing to do, watch. You know, it's like, you know, there's got to be
one, when your number one heel is Christian. And again, no offense to Christian, but he shouldn't be your number one heel.
No,
he's killing it. Don't get me wrong, he's killing it, but he shouldn't be your number one heel.
And he was upper mid card at best, like in the WWE.
Now that MJF is gone, who is technically their number one face? Do they have one?
Probably Hangman? Because not even Swerve, who's getting over, is a face.
Where's MJF?
He's out. He was fucked. He had a shoulder problem. He was messed up. He wrestled with the brace on.
Wow.
His last match, because he said, I'm not going to let, you know, I want to do it. I'm not going to let
He's screwed up.
He's out for like a couple months just to heal. But don't forget, he's not under contract anymore.
Uh-oh.
He legit could just pop up on WWE one day.
Oh, is that... do we going to see a Rumble MJF?
I don't think it's...
You guys let they say no?
I don't know.
Honestly, say no or say...
I would say no just because we already know. We already have Punk, and I feel like Punk is going to win this. I wouldn't want them to waste MJF to just have him go over like...
Very good. I like that.
Like that. Like, I wouldn't. I'd be like, hey... else but that.
If MJF shows up at the Royal Rumble, I will run outside in my underwear and I will videotape it.
Okay. I'm holding you that.
Just saying. I might have a sweatshirt on, but I'll go out there in my underwear. That's ridiculous. That showed up. I'd probably cry if he showed up in WWE. All right. So speaking of the Royal Rumble, it is this Saturday. It is two Rumbles, not one. 30 men, 30 women. Should be a blast. We don't know anyone's going to be in them yet.
Maybe a couple people,
but come on, we all know how that works. Everyone's in it. You don't need a list of people. Everyone's in it. A couple surprises here and there. And the women's side, I'm sure Liv Morgan's coming back. Naomi's supposed to be coming back. We may even see a Sasha Banks now because she said she's going to sign with AEW.
She's teased it.
So we don't know. Hulk Hogan might show up.
She's not even worth the hype. Like, Sasha Banks sucks.
I mean, she has not made as big of a noise as I thought she would be since she left WWE.
No.
And I don't know if it's because she got hurt that one time or what it was, but
she had one match and she got hurt. She's like, dude, you're done. You're done.
Does she even know how to work? Like, how was her work in WWE? Was it decent?
Yeah, it was decent.
She was one of the best at the time. Like, she was like, you know, the four of them.
What got up her ass though? Why did she just fucking leave and quit and want out of her contract? Like, what happened?
I didn't know. He didn't like the booking, didn't like the story, didn't like this, and that, and the other thing.
You're the wrestler. The booker's the booker. You don't book yourself. It's not how it works.
Hey, Austin took his ball and went home.
Yeah, and he admitted he was wrong.
Well, I was going to bring that up too. So we'll talk about that too in 1 second. We're gonna talk about that because Seth Rollins is also hurt, torn MCL, half torn meniscus.
It's the Raul cutout.
Yeah, Raul cutout. yes, that's the controversy right now. But you know what? Should they strip him? Should they strip him? I don't know if they should strip him or not. I don't know.
What's he got, a shoulder injury?
Knee.
Oh.
MCL and meniscus. They say 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, if he gets surgery.
Yeah, I think they should strip him also. I think they should.
Oh, yeah.
Enough of this fucking sitting around for 4 months doing nothing, hold on to the title bullshit.
No.
But what are you going to do? They want Punk Rollins. They're going to get Punk Rollins. It's as simple as that.
I feel like that's your money, mate. Who else? You either have to do – I just can't think. The only other scenario I thought about, if Seth Rollins would have gave up this title, would have been that the title would have had to have been defended at Elimination Chamber. Whoever won the chamber match would have won the title. That would make that CM Punk is not winning the Royal Rumble. It would mean that Cody would win the Royal Rumble, I think. Back-to-back years, then he would go finish the story, hopefully. And then Punk would win it at in Australia. But then that kind of is like, this pay-per-view is at 4:30 in the morning, our time. And to have a title change or have Punk crown then, I don't think would have been right. It has to happen at WrestleMania. So I understand them like not fully pulling this off Rollins just yet.
Unless they find out that it's worse than they thought.
Yeah. I mean, and at that point, I think you wait it out a little bit. Worst case scenario, have Priest cash in some random time. Rollins is at Raw. He wins the belt, and then you could still have Punk somehow win. But then that main event, Punk and Priest, like that doesn't have the same hold as Rollins and CM Punk.
It's true.
Do you think they should shorten the pay-per-views? Do you think they should only have like 4 or 6 pay-per-views a year instead of like one every other week? Is it too much? Is it too much?
I think I'm okay with it.
I'm kind of okay with it by now at this point.
It's been going on so long.
You run into maybe like what AEW is, where they have one. Well, now they got more, but before where it was just 4 a year, so one every like 3 months.
That was cool.
It was, but then you're trying to book too much and kill all the stories in one time, and then that's where you end up with like 17 matches and the pay-per-view going on until 12:30 in the morning.
And Eric, they're not like us, Eric, back in the day where we had the attention span. We could follow.
They don't have an attention span, do they?
A storyline from the Royal Rumble to WrestleMania, from WrestleMania to SummerSlam, SummerSlam to King of the Ring. They don't have that anymore. People aren't that patient anymore. They need their quick rivalries. You know,
week to week. And
yeah, pay-per-view to pay-per-view.
How awful is that?
So, all right. So, Dave, you're going to do your thing. Let's see what we got working for this.
You got a banner or no?
I have a banner? Let's see if I have it. Well, we got to put you up your picture, right?
Yeah, well, I'll put that up now.
There you go. But your face isn't cut off. I want to make sure your face wasn't cut off.
Okay, so the first match we got on for the Royal Rumble is Kevin Owens versus the United States Champion Logan Paul.
I will be right back, fellas.
Go ahead.
Carry on.
It's a regular singles match.
I don't know. Logan Paul's another one of those guys. He's never there.
He's not, but I will. I don't think he loses it here. I think this is he loses it at Mania, and I think there's one person that I think he loses it to.
Who's that?
LA Knight. I think that's where you crown his moment. You have people pop for him, and he beats Logan Paul for the title clean.
Okay, so we'll agree that LA Knight's not higher than a U.S. title, right? He'll never be a world champion.
I wouldn't say never, just because if he gets enough pop like Daniel Bryan did, which I don't think he will, because I would never put him in that class. No. Or even a Kofi Kingston, I don't put LA Knight in that class. But who knows? We had Jinder Mahal as a world champion.
And that's because they went to India.
You're right.
Only reason.
I don't think he should have been champion, and it's like it was a questionable decision. That who knows? Maybe they're like, yeah, let's put it on LA Knight, see what happens.
Yeah.
I hope. I mean, not that I don't hope, but I hope if they do it, they do it right. But here, I think, yeah, I think his first title should be this U.S. Championship.
I'll agree with you, though. I'm going to go Logan Paul also, because I also heard a rumor that Jake wants to get in there, right, and do a little tag teaming. I heard.
Oh, maybe.
Reunite, about the men's KO titles. Sammy? I don't know. But, yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to go Logan Paul on that one.
All right, so we'll do this one, and then we'll go into the Royal Rumbles. What we got?
Is there only two matches?
It's four matches, including the two Rumble matches.
Oh, that's it then. Oh, shit. Yeah.
So right, and then we have the the undisputed WWE Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton versus AJ Styles versus LA Knight.
Yeah.
Fatal four-way match. And I mean, I think this is clear cut who's gonna win this, right?
I mean,
AJ Styles. he's what, almost 50, and he looks good. Him and Randy Orton came back, and they look phenomenal. Acknowledge me.
That's who's gonna win, plain and simple. he's breaking records. He will not lose unless it's WrestleMania.
That's what it feels like, right? Like he can only lose, not even like a SummerSlam. It's gotta be WrestleMania that he loses. If he doesn't lose at 40, he's not losing at all until the following year, probably.
No, he'll die with the belt. There's no reason for it anymore. He'll die with that belt.
Yeah. All right. Then we have the put it up here.
Let's go one more time.
And as of this very moment, four women have been announced out of the 30 for the Women's Royal Rumble match. We have Bayley, Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, and Bianca Belair.
Bianca's already won one. Becky's already won one. Bayley's never won, and Nia Jax never won.
No. There's no two-time winner either for the Women's Royal Rumble match.
And we're going to have our Tori Wilsons and our Stacey Keiblers and our Medusas and our fucking Molly Hollies and,
yay,
Molly Holly, and all these other fucking girls. Like, meanwhile, all the fucking Japanese girls are going to be in it, right? They should be.
Probably, yeah. You'll have your Asuka, your Io. No, your Sky, because she's the champ. What's the other one? Kairi Sane.
Kairi Sane.
Like you said, your Liv Morgans. Maybe we get Alexa Bliss.
Ooh, that would be fucking
awesome. I haven't seen her in a while since she had a baby.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe Carmella, too, also had a baby.
I swear, every woman should hate Carmella. What? Have you seen what she looks like since she had the baby?
She looks fantastic. She already looks like she's back to... I saw her the other day that I think she posted at the beach, and I was like, oh, my
God. Yeah, she posted a picture of her.
Already looks like she didn't even have a kid.
No. Everyone should hate
her. Insane.
All women should hate her, so I should say.
So who do you think is winning this one, since we don't have a lot of field to pick from?
I know Nia's talking a lot of shit, but she's still beating people up and hurting them. They ain't going to trust her. And I mean, unfortunately, well, Charlotte's out, or I would have put it on her. You know how they love Charlotte. They love their Charlotte Flair.
That they do.
I don't know. I do think it's going to be one of the fucking horsewomen. Bayley or... I don't think it can be Bayley, right? Because Bayley still has to get rid of this storyline where she's like she's the odd man out now in that group.
Yeah, I mean, she could win it and then she can turn on...
Well, she turn on them?
The group, yeah. Like, I'm going to face you at WrestleMania, not Rhea Ripley.
And Bianca's won it once or twice? Once.
Once. No one's won it twice.
I don't know.
Here, I feel like they could go two stories. They can do the Bayley one, which seems the most likely one, or which I think that's the route they're going to go, because I thought that Rhea was going to fight Becky in this pay-per-view, and then that could have left a possibility for Liv returning and Liv winning the Royal Rumble and then facing Rhea at WrestleMania. But because Becky's not facing Rhea, I think they go the Bayley route. So as much as, you know, I love Bayley, I think she wins and gets her WrestleMania moment.
Yeah, I kind of do too. I don't know why I'm picking her, but yeah, I think Bayley also.
And then for the men's, at this very moment, we have 8 out of 30 entrants announced. That is Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, Shinsuke Nakamura, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Gunther, Kofi Kingston, and Damian Priest.
This one, I think, is just kind of obvious. I really don't think there's only two people who could possibly win. Again, unless Triple H is like, hey, it's a new regime, and we're going to shock you and surprise you, and you ain't
going to win. Which would be nice.
It would be nice. But again, with the Seth Rollins injury, it makes things interesting. But I don't think there's no way.
Well, what's 3 to 4 months? Is that Mania?
Mania is in 8 months. Right?
Yeah, so yeah, he's got time. Like,
but Willie, you said it's early April. What if it's worse? Don't they know? They don't know until they go in there.
Right.
I mean, they could always swerve everyone, and let's say they wait till the Rumble. They see it's worse, and they're like, Seth had to vacate the
World Heavyweight Championship, or it's not bad at all.
And then they make the Royal Rumble. Whoever wins the Royal Rumble wins the World Heavyweight Championship.
What if it's a huge swerve and he finds out he's okay and he enters and everything's, you know.
No, I just think it's either Cody, which will go on the fight Roman, finish the story, or it's CM Punk, who will pick Rollins, and then Cody will win the Elimination Chamber and go on to fight Roman. I don't think there's any way Cody does not fight Roman and Seth does not fight Punk at WrestleMania. Those are done, stamp it, mail it, no return label. I don't think there's any other way you could possibly – that's it. Yeah, that's it.
I agree with you on that one. I think that's the way they're going to go. I think CM Punk wins it. And it would be – I mean, it just makes sense. You know, he left WWE the last time. Last thing he was done that he wrestled was the Royal Rumble. He left there because he saw that he wasn't getting his WrestleMania moment, any of that nonsense. And now this would be him finishing his story, coming back at the Royal Rumble, winning it, and going on to the main event, one of the two nights of WrestleMania.
I could see that. I could definitely see that.
Absolutely.
And even with these glasses on. Royal Rumble.
Any surprises, you think, Dave? Any men? Off the top of your head, I don't see anybody really, right? I can't think of any major free agents out there, any gets, any like people we don't know about that they've signed or anything, or any major injuries. Like, who's a major injury? Well, I don't know.
The only guy I can think of is the Rainmaker. What the hell's his name? Okada. That's the only guy I could think of. And injury-wise, the only injury I could think of is Big E, but he's not coming back.
What about old school guys? Do you think any old school guys are going to show up? Like, are there any old school guys left that are significant enough to make an entrance? Like,
the rumor Cena. Is X-Pac.
Cena. X-Pac. I heard X-Pac might. I heard that's a rumor going around.
The Cena one would be good to see Cena and Punk again in a ring.
What about X-Pac? You guys think X-Pac will show up?
He could. I don't see why not. Get a little Bronco Buster action there.
Be kind of cool.
He's good friends with the boss, so.
Well, there you go.
maybe Kevin Nash will walk to the aisle. We don't know.
He's good friends with Steve Ferracci? I didn't know that.
Alliance says Batista. No, I think Batista burned his bridges for now.
don't think he's back for a while.
Yeah, he has to let that set a little bit because
that's got to cool down to Coles, man.
He pissed on the door on the way out, so I don't know.
He really did.
He'll be ready to come back yet.
He slapped his dick right on the door.
So, and
that's a new one. That's a new one, by the way. You guys can
Elimination Chamber starts at 4:30 a.m., which is just
There's cut out Raul.
The cutout?
Yeah, every picture he takes is a cutout. He has the same pose, same smile. I'm convinced that's only one picture, and he changes it all the time.
Dresses it up.
He photoshops a new shirt, photoshops a new hat somewhere in the living room or by like the Statue of Liberty. He has not taken a picture since like 2013.
2013.
That's great. All right, so that's our Royal Rumble preview for it's this Saturday, 8 p.m. on the cock. So if you don't have the cock, you better get the cock.
You better get the cock.
You better get it hard and fast because it's coming up real soon.
You better grab that cock, and you might have to pay for it.
Exactly. Wow, I like that. That was a good pun right there. I'm going to copyright that myself. Last but not least on our illustrious show, me and Eric, you know how much we love diving into the old stuff. And we're going to do a nice quick review of a great Royal Rumble. Actually, it was a decent Royal Rumble.
It was a
great winner of that Royal Rumble.
It wasn't too bad. Look at the lines throwing out names. Chris Masters, the masterpiece? That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Ty Dillinger's another one. I heard.
Never heard of him.
His contract with AEW. It's the Perfect 10 guy.
He was wasted in WWE. I thought promised greener pastures in AEW, and they just shit on him. So
yeah.
What's new there?
He's a big. Him and Cody are really good friends. So I think his contract's up at AEW. So I wouldn't be surprised if the number 10 entrance is Ty Dillinger.
Jesus, the number 10 again.
There's no other number he could come in at. It's got to be 10. Exactly. But, gentlemen, I shall bid you adieu.
Don't forget, you two have to when the trial is going to be. You two
we
decide.
Will. We will definitely. Dave, we'll get together. We'll do that.
And I'll just show up and I'll just moderate.
You better be unbiased.
I will be Jesse Ventura as a referee.
Oh.
Right down the middle.
I'm going to have to grab your hand and do the three. That's just...
Dave, I'll see you Thursday.
All right, Dave.
Tomorrow. When are we going?
Tomorrow.
Unfortunately, tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, cool. Tomorrow.
All right. I'll see you on tomorrow night.
Yeah, fellas. Sweet. The rest of the show.
Later. Have a good night, Dave.
Oh, boy. All right. So we got 95. I enjoyed watching this one, Eric. I'm not going to lie.
It was good. I thought it was good. I thought... From 90 to 95 were pretty solid rumbles.
Yeah.
96 was
That was back-to-back Sean, right? Sean?
Yeah.
You went back-to-back.
Yep.
Sean won 95. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, this one opened up. This is when the Pam Anderson craze was at its peak.
Oh, yeah.
I remember she rolled up in the limo to open the show, and all the horny wrestlers are standing there.
Oh.
And then trying to meet her. I thought that was actually pretty funny.
The horny wrestlers.
All the horny wrestlers standing there trying to get it.
All the boys fucking
getting their pants.
Trying to get in their fucking pants. Yeah, little did they know they would have caught fucking chlamydia or something.
It was great. All right, so we'll get to the matches here. Some of them I really did enjoy this too, but the first one that we did not see because they didn't show it, and but I have to announce it because it makes me laugh just to say Buck Quartermain fought the Brooklyn Brawler.
Buck Quartermain. Wow. Buck
Quartermain. Now, who is
Buck? I forgot about him. Territory indie guy, enhancement talent for the bigger companies. he was semi popular.
He actually worked for ECW and TNA. Wow, yeah. He went on that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Old guy.
Debuted in 1991. Also, he was young when that happened.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think they were trying him out.
He beat the Brooklyn Baller.
They were trying him out. I don't think it worked too good.
Now, here's a match that I would think, but, you know, you've got me a little twisted on Jeff Jarrett now, Eric.
Hmm?
I used to think he was pretty decent, but you kind of got me watching him thinking he's kind of a douche.
Yeah, he is. Even though
the gimmick was great, the J-E-double-F was great.
Oh, that was awesome, but...
Yeah. Well, anyway, Jeff Jarrett fought Razor Ramon for the Intercontinental Championship and beat Razor Ramon. And he, don't forget, Jeff Jarrett had the Road Dogg in his corner.
That's the interference, right? That won the match?
Yep. Yeah. Debut of the Road Dogg, baby.
Yep.
Well, he was only the roadie then, though.
He was the roadie, yes.
So, Eric, I took notes, of course.
Oh, good.
Do you remember who Stephanie Wyatt is?
Yes. Wasn't she a like a fly by night commentator?
Yes, but why did she look like Marcy from fucking Married with Children? Like
she had
exactly.
The, the same hair. She wore the same shitty, like, fucking early 90s, like, real estate agent clothes.
Yeah, like I saw her. I was like, is that fucking Marcy Darcy from with Children?
Dude, it was awful. We got to remember something, too. You're post-steroid. So a lot of people that were there that Vince cleaned house. And because some people knew Zaharian was doing, be that as it may, Vince cleaned house and he needed new people. And like you said, you know, Mean Gene was on his way out, Alfred Hayes. So they needed, Vince was just trying people out and his office was hiring people. And I think she was, there goes my pen. I think she was one of those people that got hired for whatever reason. She actually lasted a couple months, I think.
I'm actually trying to find a picture of her, and she's so insignificant that I can't find one.
Oh yeah, no, you'd be hard pressed. Like she hosted early Mania with Pettengill.
Oh god, I don't know. That sounds like a disaster, though.
It was.
See, unfortunately, she has her first name. I keep getting Stephanie McMahon, and her last name I keep getting Bray Wyatt. So yeah. I'm not gonna find a picture of her. Anyway, she was a dead ringer for Marcy from Married with Children, and it kind of freaked me out. It freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty wacky. But the Jarrett match, Razor match was pretty good. But it also said one thing to me.
What?
Razor doesn't get enough credit. I think he carried Jarrett in that match personally.
I've said that about Razor Ramon and Scott Hall a million times. He was so much better than people gave him credit for. He was so good in the ring.
And the one thing too, I know I'm a mark for the click and everything, and I know people hate them, but like the wrestlers. But when you start watching the old shit like we've been doing, you really realize that they were the fucking best at the time, other than obviously Bret, Owen, The Undertaker. But I mean, they really were the best at what they did.
Yeah, and they were over. They were all over. Like mm-hmm. Nash was over. HBK started getting way over. X-Pac was over. Triple H was over as a heel. And fucking Scott. I'll argue that Scott was as over as Shawn at a certain period of time.
Yeah,
like, Razor too. Razor was over, dude. Like he was killing it. It's too bad that like the fucking the drugs and alcohol just took him, you know.
What the hell is this? Oh, never mind. all right, so next up we had The Undertaker defeating Erwin R. Scheister.
Yep.
In a single match. Ted DiBiase and Paul Bearer at ringside. 12-21. This match went a little long. I think Undertaker should have squashed in Brinsley. But again, another guy you don't really appreciate enough is fucking Mike Rotunda.
Oh, dude, Mike Rotunda he's legit. Remember, we watched some of the stuff that he was shooting on that guy.
Yeah,
like Rotunda is legit, man. He can hurt you, and he's a good wrestler too. Like pro wrestler, he's a great pro wrestler.
Yeah, he was. He was good shit. King Kong Bundy, by the way.
Yeah,
was there. And looked fucking terrible. Horrible.
Yeah, these weren't Bundy's best years. He lost a little weight, but it's almost like it made him more awkward. Like, I think he carried himself better when he was heavier, you know? Because mm-hmm. he went like this before. He went out. Now he goes, like, down. You know what I mean?
It was pretty bad.
It was.
But that match was okay. It wasn't great, but it was all right. Next up, we had, like I said, the aforementioned Diesel taking on Bret Hart for the WWF Championship. And how this was before the tag team titles, I don't understand. But it was. And again, this is where I don't think Diesel gets enough credit also. I don't think Kevin Nash gets enough credit. Is he phenomenal? No. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
No, not at all.
I still think, and I said, it is true, though, because even he will admit that his matches with Bret and Shawn are probably his best matches ever.
I think so.
Bret, Shawn, and Taker, he always said, are the best matches he ever had.
I would say it goes Bret, Shawn, and Taker in that order.
Yeah, I think so. This was a pretty decent match too. I actually enjoyed this one. This was fucking 30 minutes long. This was no joke, this one.
No, that Brett, they did a Broadway. It was crazy.
It was good though. It was fun.
It was fun. It was fun, it was good. These matches were good in this Royal Rumble. They really were.
It was. That's why I think this must remember the fucking where the tide started to turn.
Yep. You see hints of the Attitude Era, like you really could.
Yeah, exactly. Where'd we go? So why am I looking at fucking? Oh yeah. Like I said, the next up was the tag team titles, which had more. I guess this is why it was after the World Championship. The 1-2-3 Kid and Bob Holly.
Oh.
Defeated Bigelow and Tatanka, an evil Tatanka with Ted DiBiase in the corner for the tag titles. They were the last two in a tournament.
Yeah, the tournament matches. This was the final.
It included the Head Shrinkers. It included Men on a Mission. It included Owen and Jim, Joan Hart and Jim Neidhart, the Heavenly Bodies, the Bushwhackers, and Well Done.
Well Done. The guns weren't in it?
No, don't see any guns.
No smoking guns. Yeah, Timothy Well and Stephen Dunn. I remember Well Done. Harvey Whippleman managed him.
Well Done. I forgot about that. It's a great name. It really is.
Yeah, Well Done.
Now the significance of this match is this was the beginning of the LT Bam Bam feud because LT was sitting ringside during this match.
Is that where it all started?
This is where it all started.
Shoved him and fucking.
Yeah, which will lead to WrestleMania and somehow LT getting our main event fucking spot in WrestleMania, which again, I am an LT fanatic. I love the dude, but he shouldn't be headlining our WrestleMania.
No. Not at all.
What was this? Yeah, all right. So that was really it as far as the regular matches go. Then we had the Royal Rumble, of course. This year, this is a weird year too because it was only 1 minute between entries.
Yeah, was it? It was 1 minute. I thought it was like 1:30, but it was 1 minute, right? Like it went quick.
They tried it different. They tried 1:30 once. They tried a minute. I guess they couldn't really do much with a minute.
So they went back. Is it two still now? 2 minutes?
Yeah, now it's stuck to two.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the one where it was just HBK and Bulldog at the end, and he threw him out, and he thought he went over, but he did the old pulled myself up on the ropes.
And slid back over, yes.
Threw back over, yep. Decent Royal Rumble, too. We had the likes of, let's see, I can give you a whole list of everybody.
Yeah,
Sean and Bulldog, by the way, were 1 and 2. And they were the last two in the ring.
That was so great. That was so great.
That's never happened again, right?
I think the only time somebody stayed to the end again was what?
Austin did it once.
Austin did it. And did Cena do it?
I don't think Cena did it.
No, Cena might not have.
I think Cena was 30.
That might be it.
1 and 2, yeah. I think it was the only time 1 and 2 ever stayed.
Yeah.
Eli Blue, Duke Drozzi, Jimmy Del Rey.
Ooh, the Gigolo was in it.
Tom Pritchard, Doink, Quang. Who the fuck is Quang?
Quang is Savio Vega.
Okay.
That was his first gimmick.
Rick Martel, Owen Hart, Timothy Well, Bushwhacker Luke, Jacob Blue, King Kong Bundy. He looked terrible. Moe and Mabel. Butch, Lex Luger, Mantar.
Oh, was Mantar in this one?
Yeah.
That's right. Moo.
Aldo Montoya, Henry Godwin, Billy Gunn, Bart Gunn, Bob Backlund, Steve Dunn, Dick Murdoch.
Dick Murdoch, I forgot he was a surprise entrant in this.
Dick Murdoch had to be, what, fucking 40 by then? 50?
Oh, probably 45. Yeah. 45 anyway.
So, Murdoch, Adam Bomb, Fatu, and Crush.
Who's this Adam Bomb?
That's great.
Evil Crush.
Was he bad then?
He was, it was 95. Yeah. He had just turned on Macho Man. Remember they were having that big feud? Then they had, I think he came back for the Royal Rumble, and I think he left right after that. I think he got suspended, and he didn't come back till 95.
That's right.
Maybe 96.
I hated it because he was in the Macho Man feud.
Yeah. And you want to know why they did that? Because in real life, they're best friends.
Really?
And he turned into, when WCW folded, Crush turned into Macho Man's bodyguard.
Sweet.
He like went everywhere with him. They were, yeah, dude, they were tight. Bryan Adams. Well, you know, he's one of my favorites, but like,
I know he's one of your favorites.
Bryan Adams was he's a real dude, man. He was one of the Undertaker's best friends. Undertaker thanked him talked about him at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. He was in the BSK.
Yeah. But he talked about he gave a heartfelt, thing about Bryan Adams. It was crazy.
That is cool. All right, so we're back on track as far as our old pay-per-views go. I think we should do 96 next week.
I think so, too. 96 was, kind of the end of the WWF era and beginning of the WWF Attitude.
Yeah, 97.
Kinda.
Austin was 97, right?
Austin was 97, 98. 96 was HBK again. Okay. So, because remember, he did the Iron Man with Brett.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. Yep. So, we'll do that. All right. That's our longest show in a long time, right? We did 136 of this puppy.
My God, that whew.
We got through all our news, which is awesome.
We did. We got through everything.
We got to celebrate Hulkamania Day.
The Hulkster. We got to we talked about AEW and The Rock and all that. And
we had a good showing, which I always like. Thank everybody for watching and joining us. It's always
yeah, fun. Thanks for the interaction, guys.
Yeah, so once you get to see Iron Claw, dude, we're gonna do. I want to do just a whole Iron Claw show.
Just a whole Iron Claw. Yeah, I agree. I gotta
because I'm dying to hear your, like I said, your opinion.
So it's not streaming yet. You said
not yet.
It's still in the even in the theater anymore.
Well, if I wish I could teach you how to get that link to work because I can get it to work. It takes infinite patience because you have to you click it, something will pop up. Unclick that, click it again, it'll pop up. It might happen 10 times, but once you finally get that last pop up to get rid of it, the movie will start playing.
See, I couldn't even get to that. I couldn't really? Even get to that. Yeah.
Ah, that sucks.
It was terrible. Yeah, I tried.
But I think you're really going to dig it. Like I said, it's the first time in a long time I was like, dude, give me 40 minutes more.
Wow.
I need at least 40 minutes more.
Yeah, like I said, really, for you, you're like, you want the movies always to end.
Yeah, depending on what the movie is, it's like, dude, cut this movie by a half hour and it'll be a masterpiece. This movie, I'm like, no, we need 40 more minutes.
You need, yeah.
So, but it was pretty easy. So, well, I look forward to that. I look forward to we could do our own show. Raul, thank you very much for joining us, sir.
Align, yeah, thank you, Raul. You.
Terzio, good night, wherever you are.
All right, Terzio, good night, Align.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll stick to going next week. We'll do 96. We will have all our Royal Rumble results. Dave and Eric will get together to do the Trial of the Ultimate Warrior.
We got to have that done before when? When's he leaving?
3 weeks.
Okay, so we got to get it done in the next couple weeks. Okay. We'll have to have a special.
It can be on a Saturday. As long as it gets done, it doesn't have to be worry about a live audience. As long as it gets done.
Yeah.
It gets done. So you guys pick whatever day works for you too.
We could even do it on the A to Z program. Could do that. Yeah.
You
can do it
anywhere you want. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Speaking of cool. A to Z, let's talk about A to Z real quick.
Yeah.
When are we coming back for A to Z?
We should be coming back to A to Z. If not this week, we should be coming back next week. Because I'm back to normal schedule again. I'm back to everything's back to normal. So as long as you're around and we can do Fridays, we can do Sunday. We'll talk and pick a day and we'll get the A to Z because we got a lot of stuff we need to do on A to Z. There's a lot of shit that we need to shit on.
Hell yeah.
And we really need to get that going again. So yeah, let's get together. Let's get in there. We'll talk about that and we'll figure it out. We'll let everybody know.
That sounds good to me. Sounds very good. Like I said, next week we'll do 96. We'll have the results of the Royal Rumble this week, Saturday.
Yep.
8 o'clock on the cock. Get the cock. Love the cock.
You guys doing a pre-show?
No, this is the pre-show. As I said,
this is all wrapped in one. Okay.
We all wrapped it in one because I said I have a busy weekend coming up, so I ain't going to have time to do it Saturday.
Cool.
So,
excellent.
We knocked it all out today in one shot.
Nice.
So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, Eric, got any final words before we get the hell out of here?
No, great show. Happy to be back. Happy to be, thought everything went well. I appreciate everybody chiming in, and it was great to be back with you. So,
absolutely, my brother. Like I said, thank you for joining us. See you next week. And what you gonna do? when the Just Too Sweet show runs wild on you.